This is Tracy Holloway, and this is a Life Upgrade broadcast. Time to be. Welcome. With so many changes taking place on all levels, we can easily become exhausted and overwhelmed. The power grids are shifting, and we're learning to become more aware of how we lose power, and how we can in fact gain power. These amazingly transformational opportunities for change here on our beloved planet will keep presenting themselves now more and more. And all we really have to do is simply be. There can be so much pressure put on us, and much that we put on ourselves. But as the old timelines collapse and a new way forward reveals itself, there can be much to think about, to observe, and to learn to accept from a much deeper perspective than previously possible. The power we have now is in relaxing into the new and not battling with the old. The old will simply fall away. And as it does, so more of what is real and what is required will become clear and accessible. The power we have to transform the very way we operate in this world has never been clearer. And the power is increasing day by day. It's within the small details of life where we operate with integrity, truth, and observation of self. This is where the greatest insights will be gained. As we begin to see what we are not, we have the opportunity to become more of who we truly are. This gentle unfolding is natural, and it's supported by the guiding energies of the cosmos. And indeed, all you need to do is simply be. There can be so much pressure to find the right way, to become available to yourself in more fulfilling ways, perhaps. And to accept the power you have to bring in the light. To help be of service to this greater call. A call into being. But remember that most of this pressure comes from you and not from outside of you. You know, the you who worries. The you who doubts and fears. The you who cannot accept how perfect and miraculous this unfolding is. It is perhaps the you who doesn't feel worthy. Maybe the you who doesn't feel accepted and good enough. Maybe it's that you that believes there may be a problem in your transitioning into the new. Into transitioning into a more highly evolved way of being. And so we can very easily get in our own way with our negative self-talk, our worries, our concerns, and our fears. And so when you're in the space of simply being, you can gently observe these patterns. Just notice. It's perhaps the you who can't accept that you're so beautifully held by the great cosmos and that you're actually perfectly in the flow. What would that be like to actually really accept that? Is there a part of you that can't accept that, the true beauty of it? How beautifully orchestrated it all is. And you're in that flow, exactly where you should be. And that all that you experience is just that, an experience, an encounter, an opportunity to live in this miraculous body and be here in this world at this time of great transformation. The truth is that you're already on track, already in tune, already aligned, and all is in perfect flow. How could it not be? You're here, here and now. And so as you settle more deeply into this space and prepare to receive this activation of light-coded information, so you will remember deep within the very heart of you that you did simply come to be. And there is much change occurring, and these inevitable changes will support the evolution of human consciousness and support our humanity to become more aware of itself as interconnected, intergalactic, multifaceted, evolving in its relationship with all. And there are so many new opportunities being presented to help you embody what this truly means, to open your senses and experience a more interconnected life. The various shifts in perspective which will and must occur will all happen in their own sweet time. And though you can be open to allow these powerful energies to guide the overall awakening process, you're not being asked to do more than simply be. Simply be. Simply be. It simply is the time. The time just to be. The journey into you is well and truly underway. And there's no greater opportunity to become available to the truth within than by entering into a deeper relationship with the truth of who you are and all that you came here to be. The power you have is in unlocking the coded information within you and allowing a new you, a new you to emerge. A you which is empowered, enriched and available to this world as a beacon of truth, a beacon of hope, a beacon of humanity. There's no greater gift you can bring forth right now than to operate as a conduit for the higher frequencies of light energy transmission. These new high-frequency coded information streams are coming to the planet to support humanity's evolution every step of the way. And so by simply being in the very heart of you, so you anchor these important codes and awaken the true you, the power you have, and the truth of why we're here. And what we will collectively achieve as we anchor this new vibration of the heart. This power is immense. This power has never been here on this planet in this way before. It has not been encoded into the human psyche and biosphere before. It is new, and in its newness comes hope. This new relationship with ourselves and others could not have been possible until now. The new energies coming in are highly evolved. They do not ask anything of us other than for us to attune to the new higher frequency and simply be. the new higher frequency will support the greatest evolutionary shift this planet has ever seen. After this shift, there can never again be the same level of discord, destitution, depravity, disconnection, disillusionment, and suffering, and hopelessness here on Earth. This process of deep and lasting change will take place. The time it takes is already known, and it can't be fast-tracked in any way, though we can fast-track our attunement to the higher frequency and help hold this energetic place whilst the shift occurs. This is a powerful position to be in, one where you can gently observe what you see without judgment or fear, where you can hold a place of compassion in your heart as we witness the loss of all which can no longer hold the higher frequencies. As these frequencies rise, a lot will fall away. All that must inevitably fall away, which has held us enslaved and in habitual patterns, in a way which serves others and is not in service to the whole. The truth is that we are shifting from an old world to a new, from an old paradigm to a new, and the shift cannot be stopped. It can feel disabling and disturbing and sometimes even alarming. It can feel overwhelming. It can feel too much. It can make us feel as if we don't have the energy, the resources, the power, and the infrastructure to maintain and sustain the new energies which are required and must be grounded fully. It can make us feel that it's all too much, but we will do it. We will make this shift. That's without doubt. But we have to take care of our beautiful selves along the way and each other. And so it's not a time to look to others to find peace or to look to them for approval or to look to them to know what's going on and how to proceed. This is in fact a time to look within and to learn how to access and ground these new incoming energies into your life, into your body, and be in your power. Regardless of what you perceive going on in the world around you, regardless of what others might say and do, in fact, the greatest thing you can do right now is plug into your authenticity and be true to the evolving you. If you haven't done so already, then this may be the time when you wish to close your eyes. As you close your eyes, you can deepen your journey into you. There are already waves of energy washing through you and around you to support you on this journey into a deeper connection. Just simply allow. Just be available. You may wish to place a hand or hands onto your chest. Connect with your heart. And simply breathe. Breathe in a moment of peace, a moment of presence, a moment of connection to the very heart of you. And as you breathe, allow your heart energy to expand. And as you breathe, just take a moment to be grateful. Grateful to yourself for the journey so far. You're amazing. Grateful to all the wonderful opportunities which life offers. And breathe in gratitude to your beautiful self for all you've been through and for never giving up, no matter what. You're a powerful being of light. Breathe in light. Allow this light to expand. Experience this expansion in your energy body. Allow more light. Open and receive. You are light, receiving more light, opening up to the light, to simply be the light. You are the light of pure transformation. You are the light of all creation, coming into being. Simply breathe and allow. There's nothing else you need to do right now. Nowhere else you need to be. Just gently focus on the breath moving in and out of your body. Simple observation of your power to simply be here and now. There's nothing special you have to do right now. You're already doing everything you need to do. Your body knows how to breathe. And you know how to connect with love and gratitude. And allow those feelings to expand out into the space all around you. Maybe focus on love and gratitude for the natural world. And for all which is burst into being. There's so much to love. And as you allow yourself to feel the love, the unity, deep compassion for yourself and all other beings, so you will be gently transported into a deeper connection with yourself and your interconnected nature. Breathe. You are connected to the earth. Your heart and the heart of the earth beat as one. Know that this is true and allow that knowingness to flow through you, to support you, to anchor your awareness deep into the heart of the earth. And give gratitude to the earth for all life here, for your life. Allow your heart to be as one with the earth, with the heart of the earth. You're making deeper connections. And you're connected to all beings everywhere, regardless of limited perceptions, judgments, and or prejudices. So allow this grace, this space, this loving, energetic place to bring harmonious connections throughout and beyond our beautiful planet. You have such great power in this moment, power to connect through the pulsing energy of your rhythmic heart. Your loving heart energy transmits out into the space all around you, creating a powerful space of connectivity in light, where transformation can and will take place. Breathe into this space. Connect harmoniously through this space, through this expanding network of light, out across the planet, breathing as one with all life. Take a moment to connect your heart energy to all other heart-centered light workers tuning in, as if your heart smiles an energetic smile of appreciation and gratitude to them for showing up. And sense their heart smiling back at you with the same gratitude and appreciation. Receive their heart connection. And know that you are not alone. You are part of this great network of light. And you are called here and now. Connect together through this ever-expanding network of light, on and out into the cosmos, to the galactic heart, connecting all as one. One heart, one breath, one moment of absolute presence. Breathe into the sacred space, where all is one, and you are one with all. The power you have is increasing, and it increases further with every moment, as you allow pulses of light energy transmission to flow through you and out into the space all around you, creating harmonious connections in light, supporting the transformation, the ascension, the awakening of human consciousness, deep and lasting change throughout our planet and beyond. You are here, here and now. You are here to receive new coded information through this light energy transmission, information which comes to you in light and which will support you to open your heart further and know truth more deeply and allow all to come into being, simply by being. The power you have is increasing, and it's increasing every day. And you will discover new ways to notice and not notice. You will find new ways to see and to be. and to simply acknowledge the deep and lasting changes which are occurring on all levels. You're coming into being. There really is nothing to stop you from fully embracing the truth of who you are and bringing that truth into being. New coded information is coming to you to support you every step of the way. But what of these new codes of information? And how will they serve you? What is it you need to do? And how will it feel? And what if you can't do it? Or you're too late? Or you're too old? Or too young? Or too much? Or not enough? Or you've already been encoded with lower frequencies which stick like glue, and you're stuck, and you don't think you'll ever get unstuck. Or you feel broken, or lost, or confused. Or you feel like you shouldn't be here, or like there's no hope for you. What if you believe that others deserve this more than you? And or that others just get it more easily? And you don't get it. Hardly at all. Or you get it but it's hard. Because you've struggled. You always struggle. Maybe they don't. And what would be the point of all that struggling if it's now suddenly easy? What does that mean? Does that mean that you should have got here earlier? Done this before? Made it easier for yourself? Just said yes back then? Made the shift already? Done the deal? Exposed the truth, made sense of it all already. Deep, deep in the heart of humanity, a recoding of data is occurring, and you are perfectly aligned. There has never been a mistake. There's never been a mistake in what it is you have seen unfold, as all that has unfolded is part of the great awakening to truth, and it cannot be rushed or pushed or made to happen any sooner, as it's an awakening of our human consciousness as we evolve to a whole new level. And this power to awaken is not yours alone. It is part of everything. And the time for this is now. Breathe. Breathe and allow this deep recoding of cellular information to occur. You are in tune with a great planetary awakening, which is being watched with great excitement throughout the galaxies. And so know that all is witnessed and all is known in truth. The power you have is not in isolation. The power you have is in true heart connection. This new frequency is a powerful ascension into a greater state of compassion for ourselves as human beings, and a greater available insight into what we have gone through and what will need to occur for us to take back our power and become truly sovereign and fully aligned. There's no other time in the history of humanity where people have joined their hearts together in this way. Take a moment to again acknowledge all those connected with you here and now, all others working in light at this time. This network of light is powerful, purposeful, and unstoppable. This network of light brings together those who have come to this planet to hold this new frequency, all those who breathe in unison, sharing this sacred heart space of oneness. As you join together across the globe, rest and gently breathe into this space and receive the latest light codes and light language transmission. First, take a further moment to simply share your heart's deep gratitude for this amazing journey into being. And take a moment to be truly grateful to all your brothers and sisters in light who are here with you, always. And all the unseen teams of multidimensional guides and helpers. Never underestimate the power of such unity and solidarity. You are attuning to the new. This network of light is huge, growing all the time, and it really is unstoppable. And as we connect with it here and now, know that you can attune to it at any time. It's always available to you. You're always connected. And with just a simple focus of your breath, connection to the beat of your heart, a sincere moment of gratitude, a moment of pure presence, you can be transported, empowered, and held within this great network of light. Breathe now into this special, interconnected and powerful space of light energy transmission. You are ready to receive your personal activation sequence and the coded information that you're ready to receive at this specific time. Rest back and allow. Allow this personal activation, coded information to come to you. In a moment there will be a light language transmission to support you to hold this new frequency more easily and to come into being more fully. Just breathe and gently allow. When you've received your transmission and activation, and listen to the light language transmission, you may wish to rest for a while, whilst important integration occurs. Your eyes will pop open in their own time. There's no need to rush this process. You're being guided. Your own inner guidance knows just how to hold this space for you, to receive, to allow. Just rest and simply be. Yani enti atua ya yani e atawa, yani ate atani te atuata, ti ante atani te awa, ti ante atani te awana, ti ante atani te anua, ti ate ante atani te awa, ti atani ante atuata. Tian tia tua tani te aneawa. Tian tia tani te atuanta. Tian tia tani te atani te atani te awa.
Yantiyate yatiyante yantiyatayawa. Intanite yantiyantayawa. Intiyatanitayawa. Yantanitayawa. Intiyatani yantiyatuwatanite yantiyatuwatanitayawa. Tiyaniyantayawa. Tiyante yatani te aniyante yatawanta yatani te awa. Yatani te awa. Yantani te. Yante yante. Yatani te awa nante yatani te yatanante yatawanta. Kinte wanta. Yata ni te awa ni te ante atu ata ni te atu atana. Tianti ata. Tianta ni te ata wante ata ni te ata wante ata kutu ata. Kinte ante atua. Kinte ata ni te ana ite ante ata kutu kutu ante awa. Kiate yante awa. Kiante atua. Kiante atuante ate ata nite ata nite ata kutu ata. Kinte ate. Kiante yante awa. Kiate anua. Kiata nite awa. Kiata nite awa. Kata nite ana yante ata nite ata wante ata kutu ata. Kutu ata. Kutu ata nite ana nata yani yente ata kutu ata. Kinte yante atua. Kinte yante ata nite ata nite atu wante ata kutu ata. Kinte yente. Kinte yente yata yinte yata nite yata wanta nite yatua. Kiani yante. Kinte yatua. Kine yate yani yante yata nite yatu kwanta yanti yanie. Kwanta inie. Kinte yani yata kwanta kwanta nite yata nite yata kutu ata. Kinte yante. Kinte yate yante yatu ata nite yatu wanta yanti yane. Yante yane. Kinte yantu ata nite yata nite yatu wante yata kutu ata. Kinte yante. Kiante yante. Kinte yante. Kiante inte ante atu ata nite anu ante ata kutu ata. Kinte ante. Kinte ante ata nite ato kutu ata nite atu ante. Kinte anua. Kine atua. Kine yantu ata nite atu wanta nite atu ata nite awa. Kiante enwa. Kiante inte ananata wata nite anu wante ata nite awa. Kiante eni awa. Kiante yente awa nite ata nite atu wante ata kutu ata. Kutu ata. Kinte ata nite atu wata niente atu wante anua. Kinte yante. Kini atia. Kini antana. Kini atia wata nite ata nite atu wanta nite atua. Kiante atua. Kinte ante. Kini atie. Kiniantiaya. Kiniatiaya. Kiniatiaya. Kiniatiaya.
Tiawata niatia tuatana. Tiantuata tiantiantia tuata. Tiantiantia tua. Tantiantia tua. Tantiantia tanite atuanta. Taniatu atana tiente atakutuanta. Kantiatu ata, kantiantiente atua, kiantiente atanite atuata. Kananite atua, kaniantana, kanianite, kananite atuata. Tiantiante atuata, tiantiante atunutuata. Tiantiante atanite atuante atanite atuata. Tanite. Tana tani tientiante, tani tana tantientiante, tani antiata. Tianti nite atua, tiani ate atua, tiani nite atanite atua, yatenite atuata. Tani taniata, taniatiana, tianite ataniti, tanitania, tani tanie atua. Tiantanie atuata. Tiananite atanite atua, ratanite atua na atie. Tanite antuanta. Tiante atanite atuata. Tiatawanta, tanite atua, tanite atua. Tanite atua na tiatani atua. Tani tani te atua. Tani te atua. Yanti awa, yatanie, yatawanta. Yatua tania. Yanti atuante. Yani atu atanite yanti awa. Yani te atua. Yani yanti atanite atua. Awata.
And so it is, and so it is.